There isn't an event that I look forward to more than the United Way Estevan Telethon. I've long maintained that it brings the community together more than any other annual event, and it does more to bring out the best in us. In each of the past 7 years, the telethon has raised more than $350,000 during its 33 hours, or more than $10,000 per hour, with the United Way's member agencies and community partners benefiting from the support. There's a good chance that you have been directly impacted by one of those organizations funded by the United Way and its supporters, although you might not realize it. If one of those organizations hasn't touched you, then it's probable that it has positively affected someone you know. It truly is a community event. Yes, you have some large corporate donors, such as Westmoreland Mining LLC and the employees of the United Mine Workers of America Local 7606, SaskPower and its employees, and various oilfield companies and other businesses in the region. But the success of the telethon is due so much to the efforts of people of all ages in the community. You'll see the kids up on stage in the opening hours of the broadcast, providing entertainment to the delight of those in the hall and people watching on Access Now or on the United Way's website. The children receive an early introduction about the impact of the United Way on the community. And they're always excited when they get to announce their contribution towards the cause. Then you have adults, some of whom are now senior citizens, who have been performing at the telethon for decades. You'll undoubtedly have some donors this year who contributed to the first telethon back in 1977. There are so many people who make the telethon happen. Yes, the entertainment would be the most visible. And it's terrific. They lend their singing, dancing and other skills to make this production a success every year. You have the United Way board members who spend hours prior to the telethon making it happen, and then they are there during the broadcast to ensure the event is a success. Some of them are there throughout the night, although there is support from students at the Estevan Comprehensive School during the SRC's 6-hour takeover. And you have volunteers who help out in a variety of ways other than entertainment or as board members. They operate cameras, answer phones, help out in the kitchen, take donations, in person, over the phone or online, tabulate money, work behind the scenes and do so many other jobs. Many people do their part prior to the event when they create handcrafted bid items that are sold through a silent auction. The Heart and Hands Quilting Guild creates a quilt for a raffle each year. My first telethon was 6 weeks after I moved here in 2000. Lynn Traubert, who was the president of the day, was the first person I interviewed for a story. She's still on the board, she's not the only one remaining from 2000. A lot of other volunteers are still there from 23 years ago, too. As I'm sure you can imagine, the event has changed a lot over the years. A lot of the equipment is smaller and lighter. The picture and the sound are better. Overall, it's a better product to watch. Thanks to an online stream that has been available for more than a decade, people can watch the telethon from anywhere in the world. It allows people who used to live in Estevan to watch the telethon and enjoy it, and maybe donate to it, from their new home. Nonprofits often get a bad reputation for not getting the money that is raised to those who need it. The donations get tied up in administrative costs and salaries, or the money gets spent on postage and other expenses. The United Way Estevan doesn't have that problem. Yes, there are a couple of part-time staff members, but as the audited financial statements for the organization attest, the vast majority of your donation goes to the member agencies and community partners. This really is a special time. And it's the community that will benefit from this fundraiser.